Hi, this is Danai Gurira, and you're listening to the Walking Dead Girl podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Jasmine.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm the Walking Dead Girl. You're listening to the Walking Dead Girl episode 139. Is it 139?
Yes, it is.
In this podcast, we review and discuss the hit TV show, The Walking Dead from AMC. In addition to reviewing the show, we play listener feedback. So join the conversation.
So if you want to give us feedback, you can send email to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. Or you can send in a voicemail. Or call in to our show at 1-844-893-4475. That's 1-844-TWD-GIRL. And we'll play your voicemail on the air.
Before we get started, I want to remind you guys that we'll be discussing every gory detail about the TV show. So obviously there will be spoilers. So make sure you watch the current episode before listening.
Not many spoilers in this past episode because nothing really happened. But we had Eugene. It was another Eugene storyline. I don't know where this show is going, but the finale, which is coming up in a few days.
Well, I mean, what happened in the end? I was waiting for something to happen in the end.
There was a lot of things that didn't even need to be in there. For example, the whole Michonne and Rosita appearances. What was that all about?
I think he was just trying to conflict with Daryl and Tara, you know, have some kind of like push and pull with them. But I was frustrated with Daryl's motivations. I thought, why is Daryl going rogue? This is so stupid. Did he not see what happened when Rosita tried to go rogue with Sasha? I thought what she said, like,
we tried this and look what happened.
And now Sasha's dead. Wouldn't that mean anything to anyone? Why does Daryl have to do it? Oh, because he feels responsible for Glenn's death? Well, everybody feels responsible for Glenn's death, okay? Everybody's got their crap, okay? Everyone's got their baggage. The best you could do is not think about yourself in the situation and think about the group. And if you can't follow your leader, who can you follow? The group's going to fall apart. And I understand all of Rick's frustration at the end when he sees and there's no walkers. Because how embarrassing is that to Jadis saying, oh, my group just does not know how to be a team. You know, like I spent 2 days in a box naked to get these people to be here. And then there's nothing for them to be there for.
Yeah, it is a slap in the face to Rick. And
so much disrespect. And yeah.
And especially from Daryl. Well, we kind of saw it a little bit in the previous episodes leading up to this where Daryl was fighting Rick and stuff, you know, against him and like, we got to do this. And he lost his explosives. He lost the big gun. He lost his explosives because they blew up right when he was fighting Rick. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, well, there goes that. And then they found the rocket launcher, which I thought that's what he was going to, the RPG, which I thought that's what he was going to use, the RPG, right? Because when he found Michonne and Rosita and they said, come join us, I thought, I was like, okay, we found the RPG, let's use that. But instead, all he used was a truck.
Yeah.
And so no matter what Rick did to get rid of the weapons, so
he was going to do it anyway.
He was going to do it anyway. And all he needed was just a truck to just drive through the door. I mean, the wall.
I think it's yeah, exactly. I'm like, this is going to happen anyway. It didn't even matter.
Yeah. They're following the standard story arcs of our group is winning, you know, 3/4 of the way through the story, our group is going to fall behind. And this is the part where they fall behind. And then the next half of the season 8, they're going to come back victorious, probably. So they had to figure out a way to get Negan out of that compound, right? So Negan couldn't be trapped in there and they couldn't surrender. Negan had to come back and he had to come back somehow, and this is what they did. However, it was kind of lame because instead of coming up with an ingenious way to get out, basically what happened was, I think, my interpretation was the walkers came in, and that frustrated, or no, that not frustrated, but that motivated Eugene because he saw the walkers coming in. Like, you saw that scene where Eugene's like really angry and like,
Rrr. Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm gonna die now.
Yeah, basically, this is it for me. This is my death is coming. And he's like, okay, that was the trigger to get Eugene to come up with an idea so that they can get out. And then basically that idea was, let's just shoot our way out. Use up all your bullets, kill all the walkers, and don't worry about it. I'll make you more bullets because I know how to make, I'm a bullet maker, right?
Yeah.
That was the plan, which wasn't super obvious, but I think that's what it was. Like, okay, I'll make you bullets, just shoot your way out, kill all the walkers, and I'll make you more bullets, basically. That's it. So kind of what Rick said actually came true in a way, because he said, well, if you break the wall down and let all the walkers in, that will motivate people to fight back, right, against us.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually motivated Eugene, of all people.
Yeah, I know.
And we don't know what happened with the workers. Maybe the workers did unite, and who knows? They didn't show us that part yet. Maybe they will in the next episode. But so yeah, so everything went wrong. What did you think of Eugene's storyline in this episode?
I thought I was surprised he finally found something to be motivated for. No, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised because that's his whole thing, survival.
Yeah.
So it just so happens that this is the time he decides to dedicate himself to something. He likes the position he has under Negan, and he wants to keep it. He wants to keep that kind of power. And he's upon being threatened and quote unquote motivated by Negan as well to look for a solution. And he doesn't want anyone to ruin it. And everybody keeps saying, well, wasn't Gabriel your friend, you know, or weren't you with them? Like, don't you feel any kind of sympathy whatsoever? He's like, no, I feel no sympathy. I'm here. I'm with the saviors. I believe 100% that they're saviors, and I'm going to fight for them. And I'm not surprised. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to team up with Dwight for the benefit of the whole group. But I think he's still, though, by the end of it, I think he's still a little bit on Rick's group side, because he didn't out Dwight completely when he had the chance, which is also puzzling.
He was going to until Dwight showed up in the room, which was strange. I guess he couldn't handle the confrontation like right there on the spot.
Probably.
He was preferring to be, I felt like Eugene had a kind of a personal connection with Negan in his own weird mind, like, oh, Negan and I are buddies, and like, oh, Dwight showed up now, he couldn't handle the dynamic of all three of them in the same room kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're trying to do with the Eugene character, if they're gonna have him have a redemption at some point. The only thing I would see him being redeemed is if he, you know, because he says they're not my friends, are traveling companions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of like selfish. He's becoming selfish. So the only thing I would see him redeeming is if he does something where he's not selfish anymore, where he thinks about his friends. And I don't know when that's going to happen, because so far, I mean, he was instrumental in helping Negan get out of the sanctuary. So how can you redeem yourself from that? Because Negan said straight up to him, you know how much pain I'm going to inflict on Rick after I get out of here, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah, he knows what he's doing is going to put the whole group at risk.
Probably wipe them out.
Kill them. Yeah. Well, how would you feel like if that actually got to that point where Negan was faced with Rick with Eugene on his side, by his side? Do you think Negan could sit there and watch all of his friends be killed? The ones that have brought him in, who even accepted him even after he betrayed Abraham and Rosita with the lie that there was a cure. Is he really all about survival at that point?
Yeah, like he said in his little monologue there, he's all about himself and survival. That's the only thing he cares about is, you know, it's part of his being, as he said.
his natural DNA.
Yes. Survival, like an animal, right? Trying to survive. Instinct. So, because at first I thought, oh, maybe it's because he said, well, I want to save people. I want to save people in the sanctuary because we're saviors. We save people, right? And right. I thought, okay, well, that's kind of a good goal to have, is to save innocent people, right?
Well, it's the people that are in the sanctuary,
right,
or that they bring in.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, well, maybe his goal is to get these people out, and then at some point he's going to turn on Negan down the road, right? Mm-hmm. After he's rescued these people, because that could still happen. Like, I don't know. I'm a little conflicted with Eugene. Like, I don't know what's going to happen with this character. And if they have a redemption episode and he redeems himself, that means that eventually he's going to die after that. But
the thing is, I hope so. Good riddance.
I mean, we've seen Eugene's character over the years in the past seasons, and we've seen him go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
He
did make progress when he saved Tara's life.
Yeah, he saved Tara's life. He took on, remember what, where that didn't go very well, but they asked Eugene to drive the RV around and deceive Negan. And he says, yes, I will do it. And then he went,
yeah,
and little mission. Of course, it failed, but he did have some courage to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the bullets, he's like, okay, I'll make these bullets for you guys. Like, there's moments where he's stood up and overcome his selfishness and did things for the greater good.
But it's only when it serves him, because he believed that the Rick's group could protect him.
Yeah, so now he's found a better group, I guess. In the last season, we saw him betraying, you know, with Sasha's death?
Mm-hmm.
We saw him leading the charge on Alexandria, right? With the big speaker saying, okay, Rick, give up.
Yeah. Try to use himself as a reason for them to stop.
And Rick's already written him off. He's like, okay, you're...
Yeah, he's like, yeah, okay. He was disappointed in him. He was just like looking at him like, really, you're going to do this?
Yeah, you're with them, then you're basically as good as dead to me. And, you know, Rick didn't... He almost killed him. He's like, well, if he's with them, then that's it. And they were going to set off explosives and to kill... Remember, they were going to set off explosives, but they found them and it never happened, but...
Right.
Eugene could have died there.
Yeah, Rick was ready to blow him up.
Yep.
At that point. So I think maybe that's what encouraged Eugene to like, well, I guess just to stick with the sanctuary because I've burned all bridges with my former home.
So even if they do have a redemption episode where he comes back and does something good,
it's going to be something where he ends up dying in the end because there's no place for him.
It'll be a tragic death because I don't think our group will even appreciate it.
Yeah.
They probably won't even notice it or realize what Eugene's doing because they've written him off pretty much. They've written him off in their mind. For the audience, it'll be like, oh, look, Eugene did this, sacrificed himself, but no one knew it, appreciated it. So it's like a tragic death.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they're going with Eugene, actually, in this show at this point. Personally, I don't care. Like, if he dies...
If he dies, he dies.
I don't really care at this point. Like, I've written him off, too, personally. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I know some people are saying, yeah, we'll forgive him and stuff, but no, really.
Why? No.
He's done so many bad things.
When Dwight was trying to like stop him from flying that airplane, and he flew it anyway, I was like, nail in the coffin, pretty much for me. I like Dwight more than I like Eugene right now.
I know, isn't that strange?
I love Dwight. Like, Dwight is so smart, and like he's like actually trying his best. Well, he's trying so hard.
He's come back. I mean, he's done evil things, obviously. He's done a lot of evil things.
When in that conversation they have, it's like, you know, this play, it'll make you do bad things that you can't take back. And once you do that, there's no coming back from it. And I think Dwight wants to come back from it. I don't think he ever really was on the side of the sanctuary. But I don't know. I appreciate his efforts and his attempts. It takes a brave person to be able to go against, you're the right-hand man.
You know, I appreciate that they gave us Dwight's story arc, backstory, because we know now what he's been through and the stuff with his wife and all that with Sherry.
Why he's motivated, yeah.
And how he tried to escape and then Negan brought him back and all this. So we know that Dwight is basically manipulating Negan and manipulating the situation to whatever he can to survive, which a lot of people at the sanctuary are doing anyway. Most of them are there, you know, they're playing a juggling act, like...
Yeah, like with Eugene, the girl came in with a bottle of wine. It's like, help fix my radio.
I don't know what she was up to, like, that's all she cared about was her radio, even though there's, like, walkers outside, but whatever.
Well, because that's how twisted everything is now, and she's just like, well, I'm Negan's wife, so I'll be okay.
Well, it showed the contrast between Eugene's position and her position. Because Eugene's like, don't you care about the walkers that are outside? She's like, I've been trapped here my whole life, pretty much, so I don't really care any at this point.
If anything, a change is going to be better than nothing.
Like, my level of freedom in this place is different than your level of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's people that have worse position than Eugene, much worse. So Eugene's in a position of privilege at this point.
I just think this whole thing is ridiculous, and I'm waiting for Eugene to die. The fact that he said that to Gabriel, oh, screw your doctor and any attempts you have at trying to make me feel like I should be helping. So it's like, I hope Gabriel doesn't die out of vain.
Yeah, see, last episode we thought, hey, maybe Gabriel will get Eugene to help him, and then they'll get the doctor, and then there goes like redemption for Eugene, right? It's like, oh, he did something cool. But no, they just threw it back in our face. It's like, no, you're not going to get that.
Just kidding.
You're not going to get anything. You're not going to get anything good out of Eugene. Forget it.
And if it went worse, he almost blew everything.
Again, for those people that say, yeah, I'll forgive him, like, why? Why would you forgive him?
What is there to forgive? He hasn't done anything good.
And Gabriel's going to die because, you know, Eugene couldn't even give him water properly. He almost choked. Gabriel almost choked on the water. It's like, here, have your water. It's like, like really? You're going to choke a guy, a dying person, out of his water? Jeez.
I know you're mad, but damn.
So they're trying to make Eugene really wanting us to kill him, like, die already. So let's go through a breakdown of the episode, starting from the beginning, the cold open, where we have Rick and Jadis. And that whole Rick and Jadis situation was kind of awkward.
Weird. I don't know what their deal is. But it seems to be working.
Well, Jadis has this weird sculpting thing that she wants.
Yeah, I think she wants to sculpt him after he dies.
Yeah, take his dead body and make something out of it. I don't know.
Well, I mean, you know, she likes sculpting. She's been sculpting a metal something when naked, but I don't know why she needed to be naked for it. It's not like she's working with clay or wood or anything.
And also, she's taking photos of him. There's a guy next to her drawing him. they live in this weird world where, first of all, they live in a garbage pile. I don't know how they survive. Like, where do they get their food from? Like, how are they growing their food? They're eating garbage. Like, what is going on? I don't understand that. But
I don't know.
How can you survive in a junkyard?
Eating all the trash in the junkyard, Dad.
Yeah.
Like Mad Max style.
And they have the luxury of, you know, doing art. And then she wants to sculpt him. So basically, they're just wasting time with Rick. And
I think she just has a huge crush on him. I watched the behind the scenes, and the actress just explained that she's fascinated by him.
By his manly physique.
Not just that, but like, he's a leader and all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, I could see that. But yeah, Rick's not having it. He's just waiting and biding his time.
Yeah, so the plan was basically to let Negan and his people rot away in the sanctuary, and then eventually there'd be an internal uprising or something, which Dwight was trying to help create, and then they would go in and just clean up, right?
Yeah, clean up house.
Yeah, so Daryl got rid of that. So we see Daryl and his group pulling up, and then we see Morgan. Because we didn't know where Morgan ran off to. We saw Morgan leave and said, I'm not having a part of this. And then it's like, well, where did Morgan go? And then we found out he actually went to the sanctuary, and he's part of this team of snipers that apparently surrounded the building, because they kept talking about, oh, they're snipers. And now we actually see them, that they are snipers, which I find strange at the ending, like how they all died, like how all the snipers die. We don't know how it went
down. Daryl didn't kill them, right?
The snipers were helping Daryl, but then when Daryl ran away with Tara, what happened after that? Like, did Negan's group come out and then kill all the snipers?
I assume
that's what happened.
Negan, when Rick went back to the sanctuary, that Negan and his group already left?
That's the impression I got. I got the impression that they left, that they're gone. Because they showed the walkers gone, which makes sense because they went inside, right?
Yeah.
But I have the impression that the place is deserted, like everyone's gone. But maybe not. I don't know. They didn't show us.
The time frame, too. We don't know the time frame. But so I just don't understand. What did Daryl think was going to happen?
that the walkers would come in and kill.
They wouldn't be able to fight them?
Well, the walkers would come in and then they wouldn't be able to fight them. They would go back to another part of the building to survive, and they would be even further weakened. And then Rick would bring more fighters from the garbage people or whatever, and then they would finish them off, I guess. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure what Daryl... I think Daryl basically was impatient. He couldn't wait. He wanted to accelerate the process. And by letting the walkers come in, he just wanted the thing to go down faster, I think, right?
Mm.
That's all I think. He just wanted to accelerate
the process. He didn't want to wait, yeah.
He didn't want to wait. And he didn't trust that Rick could actually get the garbage people on board either. So...
Yeah, but Morgan's on board with it. And I don't know why exactly he's on board, because he wants to almost also eliminate the problem.
He wants to clear. He wants to get on with it. Like,
yeah.
Because he, with Jesus, right? He doesn't want to save people. He wants to kill them all. And he says, that's what we do. We kill these people. We're only we can survive, right? So here we have an audio clip of some of the discussion that went down
between all of them.
If the Saviors want to put up a fight, we don't got the numbers to make them surrender.
That's why Rick's talking to the scavengers.
You got shot. They lied to us. You believe them now?
I believe in Rick Grimes.
I could have done something sooner to end this. I knew about those weapons at Oceanside, and I waited. I didn't do shit about it. With or without you, I'm not letting that happen again.
Then it's without me. I'm out.
You staying.
You good with all this?
I'll get this started. I've got to see it through.
You think it's easier to come out here and risk than to stay back there and wait? And I get it. I used to believe that too. Thing is, sometimes you just have to wait. Sometimes you don't get to know.
I just wish it didn't take seeing Sasha walk out of that coffin to realize it.
Exactly. Sometimes you don't get to know all the answers. You just got to have to trust the plan. Trust in the plan.
I like the Rosita's line, which says, I believe in Rick Grimes.
Yeah, I believe in Rick Grimes too.
I think there's a bunch of t-shirts out that have that on it. I believe in Rick Grimes. Yeah. Rosita changed, which...
Well, obviously she had to.
Her face says one thing and she's saying something else. Like, her face is like, let's kill them all. And then she's like, okay, no. By the way, I think the main reason that Michonne and Rosita are not a big part in this season is because Rosita was pregnant. If you scroll down in this in our document, I have a picture of Rosita with a baby bump.
Well, I mean, her motivations for not going in there is also true anyway. She's true to her character.
Well, she's wearing like what do you
casual.
Call it? Casual, because she has her baby bump, but. And also, Danai Gurira, who plays Michonne, was also playing in a movie that's out now, Black Panther.
I thought she said she was pregnant too. I'm like, what?
No, Danai Gurira was playing in Black Panther, the movie, which we've seen previews of. So maybe she had to go and film the movie, so she couldn't be on the show. I don't know. That's my excuse. That's my kind of behind the scenes, the reason why. But because they have no role in this season at all. Literally, like, their role is pointless. Like, they haven't done anything
all the season, yeah.
You just take Rosita and Michonne out, and because I thought, like, oh, in the previous episode, they almost fumbled their attack on that Savior outpost that had, like, the speakers in the truck and the fat lady and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, hey, they're showing us how they almost fumbled that and they just dropped their weapons and this and that. And I thought, okay, they're going to use that. So when they attack the sanctuary, they're going to fumble it. And Michonne and Rosita is going to be the reason why everything went sour. But it turns out that they didn't even have to be in this episode, because all they did was argue with Daryl.
They were just a conflict to why, hey, don't do this. But they do it anyway.
So yeah, they like do it pointless. Anyway. So they didn't achieve their goal anyway. They didn't stop anything and they didn't enhance anything. They were just
extras.
They just walked in and then walked out again. Tara and Daryl did what they had to do because they had Morgan to help them anyway. So unless of course, I think a lot about this show, unfortunately, and when I'm in the bathroom and other places, I'm like, let's say like after the war is over, and then there's like a court, right? Like a evaluation of the situation.
Oh, yeah.
And Rick says, okay, we're going to have a hearing and find out what went down, what went wrong. And then Daryl's going to be on the witness stand. Like he's going to be prosecuted. Like, Daryl, it's your fault. And then that we lost the war. And then they're going to bring up witnesses like Michonne's like, I told him not to go, but he went anyway. And Tara's like, and Rosita would be like, yeah, I tried to convince them, but I couldn't. And so like they'll be like the witnesses arguing against them, right?
Oh my God.
So
it's just silly. This whole thing is silly. But you know,
because Rick, his woman, if Michonne was gonna go against Rick, that would be a direct conflict between Michonne and Rick, right? So you couldn't have Michonne be part of this. So her walking away makes her still good in Rick's eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's his woman, right? And
exactly, you can't have like the top couple being at odds with like their opinions.
Because that would pretty much break up
their
relationship between Michonne and Rick.
True.
Because Rick and Daryl, we already knew they had a conflict, and Rick's like, well, I'm not surprised. You know,
yeah.
I knew where Daryl was going anyway. But Michonne, right? You can't go against me. But so I guess they had to go back to Alexandria or somewhere. So. Which is good because I think Negan's going to Alexandria. I mean, where else would he go at this point? If he is out and if they're on the warpath, where would they go? They would attack either the hilltop or Alexandria, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next episode is going to be really bad.
I just hope that this gets all sorted out. Like you said, Dad, you had your prediction about the story arc, about the conflict. Like, there has to be a loss, a small win, but a big loss. Do you think Negan coming to Alexandria is going to be the big loss, but we're going to come back from it?
Yeah, I'm afraid that someone's going to die.
Well, someone always has to die.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's only Gabriel. If I had to like roll the die and see who's Gabriel's okay.
But Gabriel's not important. That's the thing, right? He's not that important.
Yeah.
I mean, he
takes care of Judith.
I think he will die because the way the doctor described his condition, it sounded really bad.
Yeah.
So I think he might die, but anyway. But I don't think he's going to be the super bad outcome. I think it's going to be someone who's because Rick is, the story is about Rick, right? So I think it'll be somebody that's really will affect Rick quite a bit. And the people that Rick cares about the most are Michonne
and Carl.
And then after that is the other people, right? And also on The Talking Dead, I haven't watched it, but I watched some YouTube videos that were talking about it. That they said that in the preview for the next episode, they said, make sure everybody watches it because it's going to be really important. Something big is going to happen.
So why do they have to say that? Because they know people aren't going to watch it?
Because the ratings are down this year.
Yeah.
Well, they actually specifically said, you must watch it live.
It's like,
you have to watch it live. Don't watch it recorded. The reason why they said that is because the live viewership has gone super down.
Oh, wow. Do you have any numbers or do you just, I think it's like the lowest it's ever been, right?
Not that it's ever been, but it's the lowest with it from many years. I think the peak they reached was the whole Negan and the baseball bat episode.
Yeah.
I think that was the peak because everyone was like super hyped about it.
And then they didn't tell us who they killed. So they're like, screw it.
But I think they're kind of low. So the fact that in their marketing, they say, oh, you got to watch it live? Like, really? Okay.
Like, it's still the same if I watch it recorded.
because I guess they want to get their numbers up. I don't know. But they, anyway, they're basically saying that something big is going to happen. And I have a feeling there's going to be like a death or something. So we'll see.
Yeah.
So we go back to Eugene.
Yeah. And after he's trying to brainstorm about how to fix the situation, because this at this point was where the walkers haven't come in yet, right?
No, they're still outside. The walkers come in at the very end.
Yeah. So he's writing down what I know, what I don't know, I know, and things I'm uncertain of. What I know, I don't know, and what I'm things I'm what? This is both those two are the same.
Known unknowns. Known knowns and known unknowns. It's like we don't I know certain things, but I know that I
don't know something and what I'm not certain of.
And then
classic brainstorming techniques.
And then we have Eugene and Dwight confronting each other. So this
and
is
Dwight's like basically like manhandling him, saying like, "Look, this place is gonna fall with or without you, and you have all you have to do is nothing. You don't have to do anything." But what Dwight doesn't know is that Eugene is being threatened by Negan himself. He's like, "No, I have to do something, or else I'm gonna die."
Yeah, because Negan gave him two solutions: either you die or you die. Like, pick one. Either you die from Walker or you die from me.
But Dwight's like, "You think that I haven't been through this before?"
Yeah.
But it's not worth it. He's trying to say it's not worth it.
Well, it's basically saying, you know, have patience. Because just like Daryl, right, is impatient.
Yeah.
Eugene's impatient. He has to do something. So we have another clip of the confrontation, which I liked.
"You've seen what happens here. Heard the screams. Smell the burning skin. You don't got blood on your hands yet. But that's coming. Once you do those things, you become those things, and there's no going back. No forgetting it."
"Well, cranks my shaft is being safe. And here, me being safe means a whole lot of other people are safe. I think about that a great deal. Yes. And I'm Negan. And it ain't perfect. But we are saviors. We save."
Which I think is a whole bunch of lies.
Yeah.
I think his true motivation is survival and not saving people.
I think he's using that as a cover, making his cause righteous.
Right, yeah.
Cause to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I also liked when Eugene was about to fly that airplane. It was around the same time that Daryl was about to drive the truck into the wall, because those are two of the most impatient people on each side.
Yeah, contrasting.
Right.
And also, they did it in such a way where when Dwight fired his gun...
It seemed like, and that was a signal to Daryl to like, "Oh, we have to act now."
Well, it got so jumbled up that Negan wouldn't be able to say, "Oh, why is Dwight shooting?" Like, he couldn't recognize that. Like, it got mixed up in the crossfire and the commotion. So Dwight actually, so Daryl kind of covered up Dwight's shooting of the plane, the sound. Yeah. So later on, Negan wouldn't know that the thing between Eugene and Dwight was going down because everything else happened at the same time. So
exactly, yeah.
So there was a cover. And I have a little theory, which we'll talk about later, about that scene when we get to it. I like when the discussion between Dwight and Eugene, when Dwight says, have you smelled the burning flesh? And he goes really close to Eugene and you can see Dwight's
burned flesh, yeah.
It's like, my burned flesh?
Yeah.
It was a good... So, I don't know. I never liked Dwight at the beginning of, and they've turned. I like how they've written Dwight as to be a good guy now, and we are kind of sympathizing with Dwight and hating Eugene,
right?
You know, which at the beginning when Eugene got kidnapped, we're like, "Oh, poor Eugene is getting kidnapped by Negan." Mm-hmm. Now we're like, "Oh, we're on Dwight's side,"
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, Daryl and Tara hate Dwight. It's like, I don't care. Dwight is just part of them. I'm wondering now, after the Walkers came in, I hope they show us this. I wonder how Dwight feels now about Rick and his group. Because in essence, Rick and his group, but Daryl, by doing that, it kind of betrayed Dwight, don't you think?
Yeah, it betrayed his plan, all the things he had together. It's kind of like, screw you and you helping us and risking your life. Well, because think about it. Daryl and Tara are the two people that don't have a reason to like Dwight right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So for anybody to do that, it would be them. It just, because they all want to kill him too. Because Daryl says like, "Well, just because I didn't kill him then, it doesn't mean he isn't going to die."
Yeah. I'm wondering if Dwight is going to say to himself, "Oh, I can understand what Rick did by letting the Walkers in. And, you know, that's fine. I accept it. And I'll just keep playing along." Or is he going to think, "Man, I'm trying to help these guys take down Negan without killing innocent people. And look at these guys. They're just driving this truck straight through. I'm kind of second guessing like my allegiances now. Like, I don't know.
No, he's not second guessing anything. If anything, he'll go solo if he has to. You know what I mean? He'll just go solo, but he will not, you know, go back to Negan. Well, unless it benefits him in his own way.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope it doesn't, because I kind of like Dwight, and I hope Dwight in the future stays alive, and I hope he joins the good guys. Like, I hope he joins.
Exactly, yeah.
I want Dwight to join Rick's group, and I want Daryl and Dwight to be in that same group.
They're going to have to work out their differences first.
Yeah, and I want to see them work out their differences, and I want to see them work together, which is a huge growth for Daryl, right? Because that would be a good catalyst for Daryl to change his attitude towards people. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I agree 100%.
Yeah, so that might be a way to get Daryl's character to change, because he has to work with Dwight, and Rick makes him do it. Like, you two guys have to work together.
Like, you're brothers now.
Well, not brothers, but, So that would be cool. I hope they go in that direction, because that would be interesting to see that dynamic.
Before the walkers break in, the barcode lady, as you call her, this girl with a tattoo, says they have 2 days.
Yeah.
A survival.
Yeah.
And then in the next scene, we have Doctor talking about Gabriel's state of health, where the infection spreading to his organs, and it's a matter of time before they shuts down. And Eugene blames Gabriel. And the doctor leaves Eugene with this. Do you want him to die? Okay, well, then he should at least be alone.
Yeah, so again, it's showing us how we hate Eugene because he's horrible to Gabriel.
Yeah.
And Gabriel tries his best in his dying state to convince Eugene to do the right thing. And he's like, hey, you know, and Eugene's like, he didn't say I don't believe in God. He just says, you know, that's stuff you're saying doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, he does say you will know the right thing is what the right thing is when the time comes, and then you'll act. And I think, do you think he took that literally and said, okay, this is where I need to. So when Dwight was pointing a gun at him before he released the airplane, that was like, this is the quote unquote right thing to do.
I don't think that was the moment. I don't think that moment ever happened. I think, because Gabriel was hoping that moment would be something that would be positive for the good guys, right?
Right. But see, it's all perspective, because Eugene right now is convinced that saviors are the good guys.
Right. So that could have been his moment. Well, and the moment never really happened, the one we wanted. What we wanted was Eugene to see the light, quote unquote, and do the right thing. But he never did in our satisfaction. I like how they filmed this scene, because they showed Gabriel on his deathbed and Eugene looking over him. And then they had the light coming in from the window, like the light of God, you know, shining through, like, it was, it looked very holy, and like they were in a church or something. So they kind of played up that Gabriel's discussion about God and doing the right thing and all that. And then after the discussion, Eugene looks at his red thumb, and that thumb, the red was the paint from the chess pieces, which I think had double meaning, because yeah, it looked like red from the chess pieces, but it looked like blood as well. Like it had, like he had blood on his hands. with Dwight's,
blood on his hands. Yeah,
what Dwight said earlier. But that was a moment. Again, all of these building up in this episode for pushing Eugene's like, do the right thing, do the right thing. Like we're saying, like Gabriel's saying, do the right thing. Right. And then it reaches the breaking point where the walkers rush in, and then it goes the opposite direction where Eugene changes completely into evil Eugene.
And it doesn't help that Eugene and Negan have a talk, and Negan's like, one, I'm not gonna die, I'm too smart for that, and gives him a handshake when Eugene goes in for a kiss of the hand. It's weird. It says a handshake is a sign of mutual respect, and people get that from me, which is further manipulating Eugene to thinking, oh, my act is going to be righteous because Negan approves of it, you know?
Right.
So it's kind of like he's being pulled, pulled.
Negan is using all the right words, right? It's like, oh, you're the most important person right now. I care about you. I don't want you to die.
Yeah, because he knows that Negan is that Eugene is the smartest person he has in his group right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he picked him in the first place.
Yeah.
Because he knows everybody else that he works with that is under him are just mindless idiots with a gun.
I like the line that Negan says when he's having that talk. He says, I'm not going to die. I'm too smart for that. Okay, no matter what happens, the whole place could go down, but I'm gonna come out victorious. He's gonna use everybody's body as classic, a shield.
Yeah, classic king move. You know, like, I'm the king of this kingdom, and you know, I'm the only one that should it needs to survive.
Right. And I kind of believe that, like, because Negan seems like the kind of guy that, I mean, he came into that community and took it over. He uses.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not someone who came into power just like that. He's pretty smart.
He had to work for it. Yeah. Well, just like that one kid said back at the king, the hilltop, who was just like, I've seen so many leaders go through the sanctuary. And I've just been sticking with it. So there is some history with the sanctuary, like, yeah. being divided and et cetera.
Right, right. So,
yeah, finally we get to the scene where he goes and gets the iPod from Sasha's coffin.
Yeah, that was kind of...
twisted? Yeah.
Not twisted, but it was... They always show Eugene, like, being afraid of stuff, but I don't know. I just... kind of tired of that, like, not tired of it, but I'm like, yeah, okay, he's kind of afraid, but still he does these evil things, and I'm tired of Eugene, let's put it this way.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's fixing the boombox, and he realizes that, hey, I could use this boombox for our plan to get out. And then we have the whole thing with Eugene on the roof. Mm-hmm. And Eugene is recording his progress of it, his experiment. And here's the point where I want to here's one of my theories.
Okay.
Is that, you know, when Eugene is recording his experiment, he's like, okay, this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he forgot to stop the recording. And while Dwight is talking about, hey, I'm with Rick and I'm helping Rick, maybe he recorded that.
No, I think he stopped. We have to go back to the clip, but I think he stopped it because right before he put the airplane on, he was just like, he talked into the mic and then he put it down and he switched the sides of it. So I think he stopped recording.
Yes, I think so too. But I think
they could always say, no, they didn't.
Yeah, I think that they might use this as a trick to say, hey, Eugene recorded Dwight's confession and he's going to play it back to Negan, or Negan's going to listen to it somehow. Really? I could see how it's a way that Eugene doesn't have to do it and it just happens by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not Eugene doing it. It's the technology revealing Dwight. So they might do that. Something has to go down where Dwight gets revealed, I think. But we don't know how.
Well, eventually. I just hope that the Rick's group will be there to save him.
Right. And then after all that, we talked about the walkers breaking in. We talked about that. Eugene feels the need to rush back to Gabriel. Again, I want to remind everyone, he's a dying man. He's on his deathbed, literally.
Well, he is also a priest, so Eugene feels like he needs to make a confession or something.
Yeah, and so here's Eugene's rant to Gabriel.
The answer is no! I will never not on your nail and be on board with your plan. Your invite is declined. I will not end up like Sasha or you. You both made your choices, what I imagine most would calculate is the right thing. Rolled your D20s and came up dead, seemingly soon to be. I cannot do the same. Now judge me if you choose. But I'm seeing 20 for 20. I'm feeling 10 for 10. I'm receiving 5 by 5. To stay safe means staying alive. And I'm A-okay with doing whatever it takes to lock that down. So I will obey Negan. I will not cover for anyone's U-turn and loyalties. And I will damn well make sure that Dr. Carson stays cozy, comfy right here. In case I ever require healing expertise. And I won't feel bad about it. Because I will survive. It's in my biological imperative. It's all I know how to do.
When he said that, I will survive, it reminded me of that classic song, I will survive.
I will survive.
I will stay alive. Yeah, so now how do you feel about Eugene?
Still don't like him. He's picked the wrong time to grow some balls. In the wrong side, too.
In the wrong direction.
Yes, in the wrong direction.
Eugene's balls are leaning in the wrong direction. Like, okay, I don't care if Baggy loses her baby because I want the doctor here in case I'm selfish.
Like, come on, that's so bad. But the next thing that Eugene does is he goes and tells Negan of his new plan.
Yeah. One thing I liked about that scene is that you noticed that Eugene was completely relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice his attitude? He had like a calm over his face.
It was because he had the confidence of Negan agreeing with him and behind his back, and he was righteous about his cause.
Well, it just feels that he had no conflict. Like, his conflict was over. He's like, okay, I've picked Negan's side.
It's moral conflict, yeah.
Yeah, his conflict was over until, of course, Dwight came in. Then he became nervous again. But because that was reminding him of his selfishness or whatever. But he had a calmness over him. However, one thing that blew that calmness away was when you could hear in the background that the saviors were actually taking the advice and starting to shoot. You could hear the gunfire in the background. Mm-hmm. Where they were killing the walkers. Yeah. Eugene went to his room and drank some wine, and it was puking and throwing up and stuff.
What a lightweight. It's wine.
That showed that he wasn't 100% confident mm-hmm. in reality, because he still has that conflict inside of him. Why would he be puking and, you know, freaking out as the gunfire is going on in the background? I'm thinking that the reason why is because he's realizing the consequences of his actions. He's like, okay, the saviors are going to escape and they're going to go kill my traveling companions. Mm-hmm, so quote unquote mm-hmm. traveling companions. Maybe he's facing reality of that. And like Dwight, because Dwight said to him, you know, once you go down that path, the blood is on your hands. You can't take it back. And this is basically what's happening is Eugene, by making this decision, is now he has blood on his hands, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And can he handle it?
I don't think he will handle it. Eugene is going to die eventually at some point. I don't think he's going to be one of those characters that are going to last past the end of this season 8. Not like...
Because his motivations have always been...
Not in the next episode, but maybe like the end of season 8 or something. I think they're going to get rid of him in such a way that it's either going to be tragic or it's going to be in a redemption or something, because I can't see Eugene surviving anymore. Like, I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate him. I want him to go.
There's no redemption for him, and there shouldn't be, because he's such a coward.
I think Negan,
he's a coward masking himself in dedication to something that's terrible.
Well, Negan will die eventually. I mean, obviously, Negan can't survive forever unless we said in the past they do like a governor thing where they just send him off into the distance, into the sunset.
Yeah, whatever. He's going to die anyway.
I think the question is how, but once Negan dies, then Eugene has no place in this world.
He would be put on trial, and Maggie would be the one to put him on trial.
Yeah, and or somebody, or like somebody's going to take him out. Like, he's not going to survive. He can't live with that betrayal. I mean, I wouldn't take him back.
No,
he's just basically a backstabber that'll just join any group that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be trusted, pretty much. I trust Dwight more than I trust Eugene at this point. Okay, so to wrap this up, we can talk about the trash people and that fight. Basically, the only significant thing about that was the Rick's fight with Winslow number right. 2.
Yeah, and it was. I like this scene because it's just Rick's being Rick. Even naked, he can take down a whole group of people. And that walker was so gross. Ugh.
I like how they just... He moved the head back and forth and it just snapped off.
And it was ripped off, yeah.
So that was a good scene. Yeah. I mean, we got some good walker action there, but, you know, again, not a big...
I'm just so confused that Jadis is like, okay, fine, I'll work with you after being confronted with the walker, but then, like, didn't have her people try to get at him or after him again once he released her. I don't know. I just thought it was just... Jadis was looking for a reason to help him anyway.
Yeah, it was weak sauce. The scene wasn't very
weak
good.
Sauce.
The scene wasn't very well. They had guns, obviously. We know the trash people have guns.
Yeah.
They could have shot Rick.
They're just a weird group. They're just weird.
They just sat there watching Rick do this to Jadis and not doing anything. I don't like the trash people. I think they're just I don't know why they threw them in there. Like, I just wish they weren't weird.
I mean, it just makes things creative. It just makes things creative.
Yeah, I just...
And I get it. I get it. I just don't think it was... I just think it was off that she was so quick to join his side after he proved that he was strong enough to take them down. She just likes him a lot.
Was impressed by his... Because she's like, oh, later on, I'm going to sculpt you. Just take your underwear off. It's like, no.
He's like, no. Let's not get weird. So yeah, he rounds them all up. And I didn't know he was going to use them right now. But he initiates the last part of his plan, which is bring Jadis and all the guns over to fight off the rest of the sanctuary.
If only Daryl could have waited. If only Daryl could have waited, he would have seen the group coming in a garbage truck. garbage people with a garbage truck show up and say, "Hey, Daryl, I got all the people."
Too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rick has no one answering the sniper, no sniper answering any of the calls. One of the snipers are gone, and he has a shaky, sweaty face.
Yeah, Rick, at the end, they show Rick with a shaky, sweaty face, basically because, like, he's realizing, it's dawning on him, like, what the heck is going on? What has just happened? They showed a sniper dead, hanging from his ankles, and that basically shows us that they've killed all the snipers. I don't think they've killed Morgan. I think, or Daryl or anybody. I think Daryl, Tara, and Morgan have escaped, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the snipers that were keeping watch are dead because, of course, without any walkers, they can just storm out and just take over the towers.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing holding them back. So I think that's what happened. We'll have to find out if in the next episode they're going to show us a little bit of Negan escaping and how it happened, or they're just going to cut to Negan appearing somewhere else. Because don't forget, Negan's group has to make bullets. They used up all their bullets for the walkers. So I'm thinking Eugene's going to take them to the bullet factory. They're going to make bullets. I don't know if they're going to show that, but they're going to do that.
I don't know if it's going
to
work.
I think it's going to work. I mean, it has to, because that was the plan. That was the plan. So
I just makes me so frustrated that Eugene is masking his cowardice and his need to survive in a valor for the sanctuary.
Yeah, he's basically putting it on all on the line for Negan and his team and the sanctuary, and completely betraying his friends, which are just traveling companions. So something has to change for him to believe that they're more than that. But I don't know if they're gonna.
You know what that is? Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen. So next episode is gonna be the showdown again between Negan and Rick, because Negan's out on the loose, on the prowl.
I mean, we know they're going to survive in the end, Dad, because they showed us the flashback when Rick is old. And all the main players are still alive, so that's all that matters.
Unless that's a dream sequence and it's a lie. It's not real. It's not actually going to happen. But if it is real, then first of all, Rick is not going to die. We know that. He has plot armor. The whole show is about Rick, so he's not going to die. The question is, who dies around Rick? And to completely... Are they going to have a lineup where Negan has a bat? Probably not, because they already did that and they can't overdo that.
This show is hanging on by a thread. You know that, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I see a lot of people in the comments online saying this show has gone down the tubes and is not what it used to be anymore and all that stuff. But you have to realize that they're executing a formula, and they will... I think things will be better, but they have to get worse before they get better.
I'm just patiently waiting. Patiently.
If you were to pick, like, somebody who would...
die?
Well, someone you'd like to see die. Because I know you don't... I mean, we wouldn't want to see anybody die on our group, but... Who would you like to choose? Yeah, who would you like to see die, like, if it happened on the next episode?
Gabriel, Eugene, Tara...
Tara? Oh, Tara, because she led Daryl.
Yeah, Daryl, just because there's so much good about him still.
Like, yeah, he's a fan favorite. Like
he's a fan favorite, but yeah, out of that, over those two, Tara.
Do you think Daryl has plot armor too? Do you think he's...
Yeah, 100%. He's not even in the comics, so they can't get rid of him. That's his bait. That's their baby. AMC's baby.
Yeah, they've created a monster in Daryl. The Daryl monster. They can't kill him now.
Yeah.
They even gave Daryl his own, they gave him his own show where he's like Norman Reedus.
Riding in a motorcycle.
A drive with Norman Reedus or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why, because they're like, hey, how about if we give you another show? Can you get off The Walking Dead?
Right.
Can we take you out?
Jeez, that's sneaky.
I don't know if it's riding with Daryl. I don't know if that is...
Well, I don't think he's going to die, because he still has so many unsolved problems, like the fact that he's against odds at Rick. If he's to die, he has to die by Rick's side, not against him.
I think if Daryl makes peace
or
with
else his
Dwight,
whole story will be, you know, for naught.
I think if Daryl makes peace with Dwight, then maybe that is the end of his arc. I don't know. But I don't think Daryl's going to die. She's too important of a character. Rick's not going to die. I don't think Michonne will die. Michonne's important. But everyone else, I think, is fair game at this point. I'm hoping that a lot more saviors die. maybe a lot of Negan's lieutenants get killed off, hopefully, and Negan's left alone again. Who knows? But yeah, so that's kind of our prediction there.
Well, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening to this episode. If you like what you hear, please tell your friends and everyone you know. We'd love to get new subscribers. You can send email feedback to talkback@thewalkingdeadgirl.com. And as always, this is Jasmine.
And I'm Michael.
Stay alive!